Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast about skincare, makeup, the beauty industry, and being influencers within that. My name's James Welsh, and I'm joined by fellow influencer...
Robert Welsh. God, no.
No, come on.
Not really. Robert's in Disney, so I'm fellow influencer Marcus Welsh.
Yeah, you love being influenced.
I love being an influencer.
Yeah, actually, you're really good.
Yeah, my influencer name is Pippity...
Book thief.
Book warning.
And what content do you do?
Book, just to say, like, this book's really good, actually, and you should all go out and buy it.
Yeah, but warning.
But warning, it's sad.
It's sad at the end, actually, when the dog dies.
Yeah, when Marley and me die.
No, I won't watch that film.
I've never read or seen it.
Oh, it's a book, is it?
I believe it's a book. Yeah, now I don't know that for sure.
I should watch more book influencers like you.
Yeah, you should. But I won't watch the film either.
No, it's too much. I don't want to see that.
There's a dog that gets to pick what it does each day. It picks a thing out of
that.
Yeah, you've probably seen it. Yeah. And it picked out film night, and then it's allowed to pick what DVD, and it picked Marley and me, and she was like, no.
No, that's like making them watch torture.
Yeah, that's basically like them, like us watching humans, centipedes.
Yeah. Twice. Have you seen them?
No, I won't watch them either because I can't watch horrors.
The first one is hilarious. It's really, really funny.
James. Yeah. Why do you want to watch people being sewed to an anus, James?
Because it's fun. It's actually really funny. And they're all like, like crying into each other's anuses. The second one is horrible because the second one is about a man who's obsessed with the film.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's, don't watch it. I never get offended. I never feel sick from gory films, nothing like that. But we had to stop it halfway through and I had to go to the bathroom because I thought I was going to throw up.
Because
it's horrific.
Because what happened?
I can't say. I can't say.
Because poo came out.
No, it's worse than that.
Okay.
Like it's graphic, like it's disturbing graphic.
Tell me later.
I'll tell you later. It's very similar to Marley and me. No,
Marley comes out.
Marley comes out. She's like, hey, everybody. No, I don't know. Is it a talking dog?
I'm Marley and me.
I'm Marley and me. Marcus, listen, so me and... What have you been up to?
I've been up to... You know what? Not much, actually, James.
Yeah.
I'm trying to... So people that know who I am probably would have seen me a good few months ago on the internet last... But yeah. I've put on maybe a stone and a half since that time.
Yeah, you look great.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh. But I've started now trying to exercise it off. Not off, but into more of a healthier shape rather than just eating like pure sugar from a jar.
But that's important to do also.
I agree that I'm not going to ever be like, oh, I need to now... count calories or I need to watch what I eat. I'm just like, going to eat whatever
you're
the
never going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, exactly. And to be honest, I don't want to look like, for example, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
For example.
So I'm just going to eat whatever the fudge I like but work out and do swimming and it, like do things I enjoy exercise wise.
Where are you going? Farnborough Rec?
Yeah. I'm going to Cambly Arena.
Float time. Yeah.
I'm going to just... So my exercise routine is every Wednesday, I join kids' swimming club and go on that big slide that goes into the swimming pool.
Yeah, with your floaty bands on because you can't swim very well.
Yeah, and then I wee in the kids' pool with all the others. And then I have a shower and come home and eat maple syrup.
Cucumber sandwiches. I always used to feel hungry after swimming, though. There's something about it
really
just makes
does.
You ravenous.
Yeah, it really does make you. I went swimming recently and I go during the day because I'm an off-peak member of the gym and that means it's cheaper. But you can only go from 9 till 6.
Which probably are the best hours, to be fair, because no one else is there.
Definitely the best hours. So in the morning, it's all like the old ladies that go to talk to each other.
Oh, I love them. And they don't do anything other than bob up and down. It's great.
Yeah, they bob up and down and talk about their internet connections afterwards over a coffee. That's actually what happened. And then in lunchtime, the people like on their lunch breaks come in to do a really quick gym to do like lift some things up really quickly.
Yeah, like quickly cry and sweat for half hour then go.
James, I'm really scared of the machines and the dumbbells. Because I don't really know what to do.
No, and I feel like people judge you on them if you don't know what you're doing.
I used to use them in the old gym years and years ago, but I can't remember anything. And I only used to use the cable thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my new routine is like barbells and machines I've never heard of. So I think I'm just going to go up to the most Arnold Schwarzenegger looking person and say, please, can you help me?
Yeah, go listen, yo.
Yeah.
Help me, I.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. How about you? What have you been doing?
You said that with great interest, Mark.
Well, we never normally talk like this, but we have to
I know,
sound like
we never
actually...
really care, do we?
Even if we don't care,
people
we just
like,
come
in.
People
are like, what Mark's been up to? I'm like, I don't know. Ask him.
Or when we're together, we would never be like, what have you been up to? We just come in and go, I've been doing this and I've had jam sandwiches and they're really... And we all just shout what we've been doing.
And then it's done. Yeah. Done for a month. I had my first meet and greet last night, which was really cool.
You told me about that already.
Yeah, I know, but we have to pretend we haven't talked about it when we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, sorry, James, tell me all about that.
Marcus, that's an industry secret that you'll learn.
Thank you.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger would know.
No, he would, yeah. He'd be like,
first meet and greet ever.
Get out now.
I'll be bark.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'll be bark.
Oh my God, yeah, I'm gonna be bark. Then he'll turn into liquid metal or whatever that film is.
He'll be like ice to seal.
Yeah.
But that's not even what he says. That's what he says in the Simpsons version of himself.
Oh, is it?
And I can't remember what he actually says when he's Mr. Freezy.
Yeah, I don't... Oh, is that what it is? It's not from Terminator?
No, it's Mr. Freezy in Batman. So I'll be back to Terminator, but ice to see you is not actually from Ice Freezy Batman.
Oh, it's the Simpsons version of
Some nerd can tell us.
Yeah, if you're a nerd in the comments. Meet and greet was lovely to meet people. This was celebrating Susan Yara's launch of Naturium Skincare in the UK, which is lovely, Marcus. I must send you some beats.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it really. And then I went for a lovely dinner, and then I travelled what feels like all day this morning back into my home in Hampshire.
What did you have for your lovely dinner? Succulent pig breast.
Yes. Everyone had a pig breast. No, it was like something like cheesy and fruity to start, and then it was like fish, and then the dessert was this nice cream thing, and it was all really nice, but I can't remember any of it, to be honest with you.
Wait, course one was cheesy fish.
No, but that sounds good.
Yeah.
Battered fish with a bit of single square cheese on top of it. Melted on top of it.
A Dairy Dunker, but instead of breadsticks, it was a bit of fish.
A bit of fish.
It was a whole fish.
Oh, let's open a restaurant.
Yeah, oh my God.
The first bit was like a cheesy fondue thing with it was very posh. It was one of those things where you look at it and you're not quite sure what everything is.
No, but you know it's 100% pure diamond lazzery.
Pure diamond lazzery. Yeah. Everything's in a circle.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Yeah.
It's almost like 70s Christmas luxury.
Yeah, Fanny Craddock, but lazzery.
But yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice. Marcus, listen, so I don't know if you've heard our podcast before, but me and Robert like to ask each other once a week.
No, I've heard you had a podcast, Mum told me.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So you should,
yeah.
We usually ask each other, is anything we've been labbing?
Yes.
But I know, is there, do you have you prepared something?
Yeah, I've prepared two things. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not like you and Robert where you don't prepare anything.
Okay, go on then. Tell us, because
I'm
not.
Also, I'm also not going to be talking about something and then just suddenly go, oh, hold on a minute. I think my door's going to go in a minute. And then never come.
But Marcus, that's because we get parcels.
And never come back to what you were talking about. So in the edit, you just suddenly go, blah, 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 and then you're talking about something else.
There's like 15 minutes of conversation gone. James, go, Marcus, go on, tell us, what have you been
loving? This month, no, week. Hmm. What's your podcast? Weekly?
Weekly.
This week, I've been loving a video of a dog which goes, rrr, rrr.
Oh, rrr, rrr. Yeah.
Rrr, rrr. And then people have been putting music to.
Music.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I have seen it.
Yeah, and there's like piano and drums, and it's going river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really polite and airy.
Yeah, it's really airy and it's really polite, and it's going river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marcus, how can people find that on TikTok?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, is that not what you saw? Did you see
I possibly
Instagram?
Saw it on. I don't even know. Is it YouTube Shorts?
Maybe, yeah.
But it was from TikTok, the person's TikTok name on there.
Yeah. If you're on TikTok, you'll see it. If you're on dog content TikTok,
I think go in search, click search, type www.tiktok.com/search, and then search rrr.
Oh. Yeah. R-H-O-H-O-O-H, probably.
But then
I
the third one's different, so... Yeah. Just do 2-3 O's.
Yeah. Do what you think will find it.
Yeah. And I guess also eggs have been nice this week.
Ah, that's good.
Have you heard of eggs?
Heard of them.
Yeah, they come out of a hole in a hen's bum. And you can eat them.
People pick them out of the hole and then you can have them for various meals.
Sometimes you can have them for dinner.
Eggy dinner.
Or... some people dip them in, dip bread into them.
And how can people find eggs?
Look for hens and then find the hole at the back of them. Is that normal? Is that fine?
Well, I don't know. I've not seen eggs, but they're great. They're great lubbins.
Yeah. No, I hope that's fine for your podcast.
Yeah, I know it is.
Okay.
Now you ask me.
Oh, James, I hate me. To... Okay, James, I hate to do this so suddenly and curt.
Curt.
But what have you been loving this time?
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Okay, now you be silent for 10 minutes and I have to...
Edit it out.
Edit it out.
I'll do that. Wait, let me look around my room.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to talk about a TV series.
Okay.
That is, if you know me and Robert, you know we like love the Real Housewives franchises.
I know you both.
Yeah. So, and one of them is the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which I didn't like at first, but give it till the end of season one. Season two is a mess in the best way. You're going to love it. People are getting arrested. People aren't Mormon anymore. People are making up things and then spreading them. And there's lots of shouting and fake crying. It's great.
Oh my god, that's Utah, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Yes. Yeah, Utah Mormon. State.
Yeah, Mormon country.
Mm-hmm. It looks James, really nice, really snowy.
I don't know much about Mormons at all.
No, me neither, to be honest.
No. Oh, I thought you might have learned something from the Real Utahs.
No, because they're all ex-Mormons. Or like they're like, in as they call themselves, like naughty Mormons. So you don't see them going to church, you don't see them like, you know, doing Mormon things.
Is that because they've become famous?
No, I think they're on the series because they are ex-Mormon, so they can get up to like shenanigans without being ex-Mormon communicated, whatever it's called.
Yeah, ex-Mormonated.
Ex-Mormonated. I don't want to put words in their mouth, so watch the show for yourself. Marcus?
Yeah.
Let's go to Rick.
James?
Yeah.
We'll be seeing your neck. No, but later.
Yeah. Don't go underwear. Yeah. We'll be back after the break.
Hold up. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And we're back, Marcus.
Yeah.
I wanted to do something a little bit interesting today. And it kind of stems from like looking at cosmetics for men, and yeah, how terrible they usually are. You know, Lynx Africa, for example.
Lynx Africa, Nivea for body men.
Nivea for body men.
There's another one, James. Gillette underarm.
Gillette underarm for men.
And it's, you know what
it's,
I mean?
It's blue with bubbles in it.
It's got bubbles in it, and it comes out really horribly, like it triggers my tryptophobia, the way it comes out in holes.
Yeah.
You know, like that frog that gives birth out its back.
Wait, what? Say that again.
There's a frog that puts its eggs in its own back, and then the babies come out of its back, and it makes you feel sick.
Yeah, I feel like I know that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's disgusting.
But I had to stop watching nature programs because it's all the same now. Like, I feel like they've discovered all the interesting stuff like that, and I don't want to watch seals get eaten by whales anymore.
Honestly, I agree with this. And when people, like, when I tell people David Attenborough is really boring.
Sorry?
No one can accept it, but no. He doesn't walk around, does he?
He doesn't anymore.
No, but he'll talk about something, and I'm always exceptionally bored.
And then he tells everyone off at the end, doesn't he?
Yeah, and then at the end they're like, how did we do this? And that's even more boring.
Yeah, it's just some men in a blanket. All they've done is put a blanket over themselves.
They've done nothing.
When you look at it, it's actually not that good.
They've done nothing. They've just gone to somewhere for 90 days, really cold, and filmed some seals.
And waited, yeah.
Send
me to Antarctica with a blanket and a really expensive camera, and I can get footage of seals kissing.
Yeah,
if you want
exactly.
I can
if
do it.
If that's what you want. And then you could narrate it yourself afterwards. Just go, "Boo, seals are kissing each other gently."
You could say anything about it, though, and people would believe it because it's David Attenborough.
Yeah, exactly. You could say anything. You could say, these seals use Gillette for men under tail.
Under tail.
No, under flaps. Under flapper.
Yeah. Speaking of seals under flaps, let's talk about the first product for men. and this is actually from 1918.
What?
So... it's, you know, this is when people are really into, like, technology and, like, when was electricity invented?
When was electricity invented?
Yeah.
Before this.
Right.
I couldn't give you a precise date, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, because I feel like there was a time that people were just, like, plugging stuff into things for no reason.
It's not, you can't really say electricity was invented because it's more when was it harnessed to use as we know as electricity or
right,
to power
I just need
our,
you to dumb
systems.
It down a bit because me and Robert would obviously...
Okay. Oh, yes. Hold on. Yeah. Let me itch my elbow again.
Say something Robert would say about electricity.
Did the dinosaurs use... No, that would be you. Robert would then go, no, I don't think so. And then you think he's going to say something that's correct.
Clever,
and then he'll say something like, I think it was 1584.
Yeah, but like when lightning was invented.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's on his holidays.
Oh, yeah, no, we can't bully Robert because he's not here. That would be really awful.
That would be so horrible.
Yeah.
So, listen, in 1918, the prostate warmer was invented. Now, I want you to imagine a blue light bulb with a stick on the end of it. A stick on the end of it.
A stick coming out of what end?
Where you'd screw it in.
Yeah.
With a huge wire coming out of it that you'd plug into a wall.
Yes.
Right, and this warmer consisted of... Oh, sorry, this is from artofmanliness.com.
Yeah.
And this warmer consists of a 4.25-inch probe, which was plugged into the wall and then inserted into the rectum.
Oh.
When plugged in, a blue light bulb lit up to tell you it was working to restore your manly vitality. It was made to stimulate the abdominal brain. And no one really knows what that means or what this was for.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a connection between prostate warmer and manly vitality?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
This makes sense. This...
as a human man... This sounds like a case of men realizing that putting things up their bums felt nice.
Yeah, so they're like, how do we market this?
How do we do this without, like, we can't seem gay?
Yeah.
Because it's 1918.
Was gay invented before electricity?
So they're like, maybe we can invent, like, a gay light bulb.
Yeah, but a manly one.
But a manly one. That's what it sounds like to me. It's like a really bad excuse. And then... so they won't go against what the culture and the accepted norms of the times were.
I mean, it just looks dainty. Like it's clearly made out of, it's clearly just a light bulb.
So it plugs into the wall.
So it's glass and it plugs into the wall. I just can't imagine, like, that's going to smash inside you.
Yeah. I don't think you'd really want a cracked light bulb in your inner rectum area.
No, I don't think that's going to bring any vitality to anyone.
You'd go to the hospital, be like, hi, excuse me, I've had an unfortunate accident.
Yeah.
I fell on a light bulb with a stick on it, and it's exploded in my anal cavity.
Yeah, and they'll be like, how okay. Manly.
Yeah, they'll be like, wow, first of all, you've really topped up your manly aura. And secondly, if it was an accident, why has it got a condom on it? And then they run away embarrassed, but they can't run away because the shards of glass are rubbing in there inside them.
Yeah, so they probably just go and have a picnic instead, because that's what they did back then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, they'd go up to someone and go, excuse me.
Yeah, good day, madam.
Is it for war still?
Wait, what was this?
1918, so yeah, it was still the war.
It was still the war mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, do you want to know what the next one is?
Yeah.
The Hildeberg electric belt. I'm going to describe it to you and you guess what it's for.
Yeah.
Right, so as you can imagine, it's a belt that goes around where you would usually wear a belt. And there are 5 electrodes in this belt. One that, so some that go around the waist, and then one that kind of sits just under, what's the bit called? Under your scrotum, your taint.
Gooch.
Gooch, that's it. What do you think this is for?
So there's 5 electrodes.
Oh, it's from the early 1900s again.
Oh, so this is even earlier.
Mm.
And one goes to the gooch, and the rest are just around your waist.
Yeah.
This is for correct posture.
No, but that's a good idea, though.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
That would work. Maybe you could bring that back.
James, did you hear about the cheating scandal in chess recently?
In chess? Where's that?
In chess. It's not a place, it's a game where you move pieces on the board.
No, yeah. Talmo.
So it could be, I don't want to be libelous.
Wait, is this a joke? Is there going to be a punchline? Or is this
this is real. Okay. This is real. You can Google it afterwards on the Google machine on askjeeves.altavista.
Altavista.
So one of the men, there was a bit of a thing where the main best chess player was like, he cheated in that game and refused to play any more games in the thing. Mm. But everybody was like, how could he cheat? They're all searched. Yeah. But it sounds like he was either using a anal buzzer or a cock ring, and his manager would be sending him signals to tell him where to move the piece to cheat.
No.
Yeah, it's a really big scandal at the minute. But that's how he would have been doing it, because nobody's checking your anus when you get into the chess championship.
An anus Morse code?
Well, yeah, basically, yeah. And then telling them what... I don't know, they would have had a system prepared.
That is a scandal.
Yeah, it just reminds me of what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to Google that. Remind me when this is done. So, this belt markers was actually made to help those suffering from neurasthenia.
Please, I don't know what that is.
Well, this is a disease caused by modernization and overstimulation.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and this is kind of like a disease that was kind of made up. But apparently it covers everything from depression to the fatigue to impotency. Generally feeling weak, nervous, and deranged.
Yeah, so this is probably what everybody would be getting from working, say, 120 hours per week and not having weekends and being full teen and having to do a full-time job for men.
Yeah, having to literally climb up a chimney.
Yeah, all sorts of terrible jobs and stuff.
Yeah, I just, that's another one that I don't think is going to work, honey.
I think it's the same thing as well. It's just like gooch pleasure, but it has to be marketed as something else.
I will say I'm skipping past quite a few Gucci pleasure things. The dilatherm, which again is something that goes up inside you, the lance supporter, which is basically a jock strap, the self-pollution device, which is a penile ring with points in it, and then the spermatic truss.
That's the current prime minister, isn't it?
That's yeah, no, sorry, you're right. That was wrong.
Spermatic truss is awful. Mini budget.
Tory budget, spermatic truss. Okay, so here's the next one.
Yeah.
The Model 25 No Shaper. Now, this is obviously for a better looking nose. They say, improve your personal appearance. My free... I don't know who this is. It's M. Trilly, pioneer nose happens specialist. Nose shaping specialist. And they launched a free book to tell you how they can guarantee the improvement of the shape of your nose by me, Rod, remodeling the cartilage. And this is basically... By me... This is basically like a nose shaper. So it's like, imagine like a metal thing that goes around your nose,
like
with
a sock.
Straps keeping it around your head.
Okay. So like a brace, like a tooth brace, but on the nose.
But for your nose, and covers all of your nose.
Right.
And then there's things on it, like there's like screws to help tighten it, little bits that you can pinch to kind of basically reshape your nose.
Yep.
Now, you can't reshape cartilage like this, as far as I know.
I would,
but you can
so.
Buy these now. They're like little plastic pinchy devices that you like screw and tighten in certain places. It's meant to temporarily pinch your nose to make it look slimmer.
Oh,
would you do that?
No, I think my nose is very misshapen from many break.
Many break.
So it's all on the left, my left side. Most of my where the nose should be in the middle is on the left side.
Mm.
So that's bone, though, isn't it? I don't really know what the nose is made of. Well, obviously,
it can't
all
be cartilage, right? Because there's like a really hard bit, and that would be bone, I presume.
It's definitely bone from like x-rays. But I suppose if I was to have anything done, it would be to push that back into the middle.
Mm.
But I can't imagine how long that would take using the... rod happening no shapener.
I just don't think it would ever work, ever.
No.
And
to make it work, it would have to really hurt. You'd have to have it really screwed in and pushing.
Yeah.
And you'd be really feeling that.
It would be absolute pain, and I think you'd physically have to chip away at it.
Yeah. You'd be sitting there in pain going,
right, so this... This product was never actually named by the company, right? But it was just referred to in adverts as a new kind of hat.
And I really like it. Yeah, I really like it.
I think
that's
a good name enough, don't you?
Yeah.
So they say that it's meant to help grow your hair. So imagine just a metal long dome on your head. Like imagine a cone, but it's rounded at the top.
Right.
Right, so it kind of gives you an alien big brain look.
Yeah,
now,
like the people in Mars Attacks.
That's Marcus, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
This was, again, an early 1900s, and it used to cost £500, which back then...
That's a lot of money,
would
James.
Have been a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a lot of money.
A lot of money. And what they say is that you only need to wear this for 10 minutes a day.
Yeah. And what?
10 minutes a day for 30 days in order to grow your hair back. Now, there is a section on their advert where they say how it works, but they don't actually tell you.
Right.
So they basically... they say your hair, where you're balding, isn't dead. It's simply dormant. Yeah. And they say that your hair grows just like a tree from the roots. To make a tree grow, you wouldn't rub growing fluid on the bark. Instead, you would nourish the roots. They say that the invention does just this, but they don't say how at all in any way whatsoever. Yeah. So I don't know if it's a fluid, if it's some form of light that they think is going to work, whatever, but they just say it's a new kind of hat.
What's the metal made out of?
No idea, doesn't say either.
Oh, I bet it gets really rusty.
Yeah, I feel like back then they could just sell anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they could, yeah.
And, like, just pretend it works. This is my favourite one, right? And let me tell you this one.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to work out how that hair growth one works, but...
I think it's just a scam. It's always...
Yeah, I think it's a snake oil salesman.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hmm.
How about... What do you think this is? Fleischmann's yeast cure.
Fleischmann, isn't he a cartoon maker?
Oh, I'm not sure. Possibly.
No, probably got different... People have the same name these days.
They do, but the advert is done in the style of a cartoon strip from like a newspaper.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What is it? Yeast maker?
Yeast cure. Yeast maker. Harness yeast your cure. Own yeast with this new hat.
Put your hand in a piece of metal and you'll have yeast. For days.
10 minutes a day.
So it's a yeast... What was it?
It's a yeast cure.
Cure.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is for smelly armpits.
No.
Oh.
But I mean, I get that. Like, maybe yeast can, like... What does yeast do? Eat things. Eat bread.
Yeast makes the bread go up.
Oh.
Doesn't it? It makes it go up.
So maybe that's a clue. It's not.
Oh.
But,
oh. Okay. limp plumper. Lip plumper.
No. Do you want me to tell you?
No. Get your eyesight back better.
No.
Hearing better.
No.
Okay, no, I don't know.
It's an acne cure.
Oh.
Yeah, and do you know what these are?
Capsules of yeast.
They are mini cakes made with yeast in them. Which, isn't that just baking stuff?
Yeah. And what do you do? Lay down with a cake on your face?
No, you have three, you take three yeast capsules a day. And they say that the waste in your stomach. Skin, the yeast manages to clear your acne through your stomach. They say eat three cakes a day before meals, plain or in a little water until skin clears. So you put these little cakes in water, yeah, or plain, and that's literally always. And they say that it clears your skin of irritants out of the blood.
This is all of this is just men wanting to do things they think they're not allowed to do, like bake cakes and take a rod up the bum.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm taking this for my own health.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we need to be more vibrant and less unattractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to have nipple clamps.
Yeah. For yeast reasons.
Yeah. Yeast-based clamps.
Yeast. plug them in. Marcus, that's literally all I have for you today, honey.
Oh, to be honest, I thought you were going to tell me modern or future products.
Well, I was going to, and then I couldn't find the article that I found.
Oh, this was better.
Yeah, I prefer this one because they're all ridiculous.
Do you know off the top of your head any future manly products?
Well, the main one that seems to pop up all the time and that actually sells really well is anything bacon-scented. So that's bacon deodorant, bacon shaving cream. Because I thought they were just like a joke, but people actually sell them. They sell really, really well.
I suppose the way to make money in the future is just to put what people think manly things are in front of something that actually works.
Yeah, so like
so take, say, something you like Ninam and Cinnamide.
Yeah, Ninam
and
Cinnamide.
And then call it like football dust.
Well, we can say that we were able to extract niacinamide from gun metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. From a really
that we
good
used in the army war.
Yeah. A really good game of cards.
Yeah. Yeah. This niacinamide appeared when people had a really good game of cards.
Or you could get like a deodorant and call it car enjoying deodorant.
Car, yeah. See. Yeah.
Oh my God! Look at this engine and enjoy smelling. Nice.
Yeah, fake breastplate for your car enjoyment gun.
Yeah. So I think that's probably the future. Actually,
I think that's the future. That was actually Marcus. That last bit was really insightful.
What is a kind of split between? Say, let's just take one thing like sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you would measure it, but like, what percentage of men actually buy it compared to women?
I actually don't know.
No.
I feel like, obviously, like the men's grooming industry is now up there worth billions. You know,
yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, I don't know, it's a much bigger conversation, but I feel like for men, everything's so easily simplified and there's not as much to buy. And it's just the basics. So I feel like men...
So how's it worth so much? Is that because it's... Well, I mean, I guess the market's already ahead in places like Korea and and that than compared to here.
Asia in general. But then you have things like... You know, Lynx and Axe do really, really well. Like Nivea for men do really, really well. L'Oreal, I mean, like the main brands, they're buying... Oh, Axe is Lynx in America.
Oh.
Yeah. So like the people that buy those basic brands are buying them over and over and over and over.
I see.
Yeah. Right. Whereas women have more options and tend to, that's why there's so much more marketing, I guess, when it comes to women for her cosmetics. Then obviously you have pink tax. So that's why it's worth more because it costs more for a cucumber scented deodorant over one that smells like locker room guff.
Yeah, sandalwood and bark.
Yes. Sandalwood and puss puss, for example.
Yeah, ruru and cheese.
Yeah, ruru and cheese. Right, listen, Marcus, where can people find you on social media? And Robert?
Robert is... I'll do me first, actually, sorry. I'm only on YouTube at the minute. Search my name, Marcus Welsh. There's lots of really lovely videos you can watch. And then Robert is Robert Welsh, WLSH, something like that.
At makeup.com.
Yeah, on various things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can find his blog.
You can find his Tumblr, which is just like Powerpuff Girls, but edited to be his face.
Yeah, and his face and quotes all over it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Wednesday.
Oh, have a glass of wine for Wednesday, girlies.
Yeah, exactly.
And pictures of his Tinkerbell tattoo. His Winnie the Pooh tattoo everywhere. Oh, I'm James. James_S_Welsh on most platforms and James Welsh on YouTube. And the Welsh Twins on YouTube is our joint channel.
Oh, yeah, and I'm part of that too.
Yeah, Marcus is also there in spirit and in mean spirit.
And on the most watched video on the channel, okay?
And the most... okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right,
but
let's say goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Have a good...
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.